This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to my podcast for Monday, March 9th, 2020. Well, the coronavirus is in the news, and it seems that people are panicking. Just look at how the stock market has plummeted in the last couple of days. Many meetings and conventions are being canceled, and we need to look exactly at what is happening from a spiritual point of view, talk about what Christians can do. And today I'm going to share with you what Sean Boltz says is happening about the coronavirus. You'll be surprised. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone. Two of my biggest podcasts this year were about the coronavirus. When it was just coming out, what was happening in China, missionary Dennis Balcom, who lives in Hong Kong and is not going into mainland China, obviously because of the virus, was telling us what was happening with churches, told us that Christians were using it as an opportunity to evangelize by giving out little bottles of alcohol, rubbing alcohol to clean things, and also masks, and also giving us reports, undocumented, at least as far as the news media would be concerned, of people actually being healed. Do I believe that that could happen? Absolutely. I believe in the power of prayer, and we would know that people are healed many times of the viruses, of various kinds, and of course we know that 97 to 98% of the people who are infected do recover. So in a day of panic, I have some observations today, and I wanted to share with you what Sean Boltz says. By the way, he has a very popular podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network, which you may want to check out. But he gave a prophecy recently that was picked up by Fox News, and I thought that they handled it very responsibly on March 3rd of this year. In fact, you could probably Google it and find it, and when we do the newsletter version of my podcast, we will include the link. They tell how Sean had prophesied that Kanye West's life would be transformed 4 years ago. He is also prophesying that the coronavirus is about to come to an end. He says it's not going to be a pandemic that people are afraid of. He told them, I do believe it's the answer to prayer with people of every type, Catholics and Christians. We can't afford a moment of darkness in history. God has a plan. And then Fox News compared him to other people who claim to hear from God. They had a very nice picture of him and Bill Johnson and others, and just handled it like it's fairly normal. They even had a link to Bethel Music's new song, God of Revival. You know, they believe that, oh, God is a God who hears and answers prayer. By the way, Cindy Jacobs and others had a call for prayer last week for about the coronavirus. Sean also told them that Psalms 56:9 in the Passion Translation says, the very moment I call to you for Father's help, the tide of battle turns and my enemies flee. This one thing I know, God is on my side. And Sean went on to say with his prophecy, I just felt like the tide is turning shortly, whether it's 2 weeks or 2 months. God cares about this. He's answering prayer. And I said, two vaccines coming. I think one will come from Israel and the other from an Asian nation, and they're going to hit pretty quickly. So I wanted to share this on my podcast. I wanted to share it quickly. Time will tell if it's true. You'll recall that we reported that people were prophesying that Donald Trump would win the presidency, even though it looked like it was against all odds, and all the pollsters were saying otherwise. So I believe that Sean has heard from the Lord. That's why I wanted to share it on my podcast. I think the Christians need to keep a perspective that there is a place for prayer. It seems like in our secular culture, Prayer does not seem to really have a place. In fact, Lee Grady, in his newsletter called Fire My Bones, reported a few days ago that the secular media was actually making fun of Vice President Pence and others who were praying before one of their meetings, you know, that's focused on the coronavirus. A photo surfaced. They were bowing their head in prayer. No audio was provided, but some media pundits were quick to skewer them, calling it hypocritical and using it to lambast Trump for his lack of medical background. Now, I didn't really research this, but I do remember hearing on one of the reports that President Obama appointed some people to task force who also did not have medical backgrounds. I probably should look into that so I can quote it correctly. Thomas Chatterton Williams, who writes for the New York Times, offered this below-the-belt jab by insinuating that the leaders were doing nothing to stop the pandemic other than sitting in a room and praying. And Lee went on to say, haters are going to hate and mockers are going to mock God until Judgment Day. Say what you will about people in the White House praying. You can call them hypocrites. You can ridicule them for their conservative morals. But I'm with Mike Pence on this. I'm going to pray for this virus to stop because I'm not putting my trust in the government to avert this crisis. I'm not saying we don't need to take the necessary precautions, Lee went on to say. You should wash your hands. You should stay home from work if you're sick. Local and state health departments should get the masks ready and put medical professionals on high alert. We should enact travel bans on affected countries. But at this point, the wisest thing we can do is to ask Almighty God to extend His mercy and stop this virus from becoming a plague. And to that, I say amen. We have to keep this in perspective. It is not yet a pandemic. Could it become one? Well, unfortunately, it could. You know, right now, we've only had, if I remember correctly, the latest number was 9 Americans die. Most of them were in a single senior citizen assisted living center in Washington state. What they're saying, I heard this on a press conference with the president yesterday, that young people seem to handle the virus pretty well, even better than the common flu. It's old people who are compromised who are most susceptible to it. And of course, there's also the concern about so much unknown. This is a brand new virus. We don't really know where it came from. We don't know how fast it might, you know, develop or spread. It is spreading to Italy, and my wife and I had a cruise leaving from Venice in a couple of months, and right now we're not sure if they're going to move the port or if the trip will be canceled because they have a self-imposed quarantine in all of northern Italy. There's a big Pentecostal meeting happening on Pentecost Sunday in Jerusalem that may be canceled because of the concern. And I, you know, we have to take precautions. We don't want it's spreading by having people fly all over the world. But we have to remember that the common flu takes tens of thousands. I've heard numbers ranging from 25,000 to 60,000. And, you know, it's unfortunate, of course, but we don't live our lives concerned. I think that it's mainly the unknown. And we Christians have to pray. We have to encourage people to be careful and take precautions. I'm even taking precautions, you know, washing my hands more often and just being aware of what's happening here in the state of Florida. We only have one or two cases, no deaths here in Florida, but the governor did declare some kind of emergency, which mainly gave the government power to impose a quarantine if anybody comes down with the symptoms and is tested positively. They can force people into quarantine. And I guess normally, you know, there are certain rights that people have. The government can't just do that. So I guess that's one precaution that the state of Florida is taking. You know, I want to close by sharing some scriptures, actually, that Lee Grady included in his very good newsletter, which you need to check out. The first is Psalms 57:1 in the New American Standard. Be gracious to me, O God, be gracious to me, for my soul takes refuge in you. And in the shadow of your wings I will take refuge until destruction passes by. And then in Psalms 91:5 and 6, and then 9 and 10, you will not be afraid of the terror by night or the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or of the destruction that lays waste at noon. For you have made the Lord my refuge, even the Most High your dwelling place. No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your tent. And in Psalms 34:4, I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Exodus 15:26, and he said, if you will give earnest heed to the voice of the Lord our God and do what is right in his sight and give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which have been put on the Egyptians, for I, the Lord, am your healer. Psalms 55:22, cast your burden on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be forsaken. Psalms 56:3, when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. That's one that my mother taught me when I was a very little boy. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Psalms 34, 17. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all our troubles. And finally, Psalms 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You know, the nice thing about a podcast is you can stop it and back it up. You may want to listen to those scriptures again. It's good to put the Word of God in our hearts. We have to have our trust in God. We can pray for our government leaders and the medical leaders and pray that this disease passes by. But regardless of what happens, we have to have our focus on God. So with that, I'll wrap up this edition of my podcast. As I always do, I want to encourage you to pick up my new book, God, Trump, and the 2020 Election. It's available wherever books are sold. And if you want an autographed copy, you can go to our website, GodTrump2020.com. Tune in again tomorrow for another podcast. I'll be doing some more on the coronavirus and on other things that are happening, so you don't want to miss one. And thank you for sharing this. As I've told you in a previous podcast, since January 1st, I've had over 1 million downloads. It's really incredible. And it's partly because people have been interested in the coronavirus and have shared that one. So share this with others and tune in again. Thanks for listening. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.